And the deer's hide, stretched on the ground in the open in the front of the greenwood tree, sat Robin Hood, basking in the sun like an old fox. Leaning back, he lazily watched Little John rolling a stout bowstring from long strands of hempen thread. Nearby sat Allan a Dale, fitting a new string to his harp. "Methinks I would rather roam this forest in the gentle springtime than be king of all merry England. What palace in the broad world is as fair as this sweet woodland just now?" But all of a sudden, as Robin knelt down drinking from the stream, something hissed past his ear and struck into the ground beside him. Quick as a wink, Robin sprang to his feet and one bound across the stream at the roadside, plunged headlong into the thicket without looking around. For he knew right well that that which had hissed so venomously beside his ear was a grey goose shaft, and to tarry so much as a moment meant death. Even as he leapt into the thicket, six more arrows rattled among the branches after him. Then up the road came riding some of the sheriff's men at headlong speed. They leapt from their horses and plunged straight away into the thicket after Robin. Robin knew the ground better than they did, and he soon left them far behind. Then, buckling his belt more tightly around his waist, he ran fleetly down the road toward the east and Sherwood.